full expanding awareness meditation. Begin by reducing any potential distractions. Bring an attitude of friendliness and kindness towards yourself. Remember the reason you're practicing mindfulness and the importance of not trying too hard, but being gentle with yourself. If you wish, you can experiment with adopting a slight smile on your face throughout this exercise. Sit in a comfortable, upright, dignified posture, on a chair or a cushion. Alternatively, lie down if you prefer. Either close your eyes or softly gaze downwards. Take a few deep, full breaths. With each out-breath, have a sense of your body sinking a little deeper into the surface you're sitting or lying on. Check your body for any obvious tensions and release them if you can. If you can't, that's absolutely fine. Just accept them as they are. Now allow your breathing to be natural. Feel the physical sensation of your breath wherever you prefer. Notice how the sensation of the in-breath is different from the out-breath. Experience the natural rhythm of your breathing. Be aware of the brief pauses between each in and out breath. If your breathing pattern changes, notice that too. As always, expect your mind to wander. When you notice that your mind has been wandering, whether it's for a few seconds or many minutes, just notice briefly what your train of thought was about, and then very gently bring your attention back to your breathing. Remember, you can imagine your attention wandering like a puppy dog that wanders off a path. Bring your attention back with the same gentleness that you would pull the lead for a puppy to walk back onto the path. Notice how your body naturally breathes by itself. being mindful of that experience. Now, when you're ready, open up your attention to all your bodily sensations. Be aware of how your focused attention on your breathing has the flexibility to open up to your body as a whole. Notice how an open attention is different from a narrow, focused attention. If you can't seem to open your attention to your whole body, just do your best. With experience and practice, you'll get better at it. Be aware of your sensation of breathing as part of your bodily sensations. As you breathe in and out, notice what effect it has on your body. Be aware of the effect of your in-breath and your out-breath. You may notice that the out-breath has more of a tension-releasing effect than your in-breath, because your out-breath engages your relaxation response, called the parasympathetic nervous system. Keep your body and eyes still as best you can. If you feel an itch or a slight discomfort, see if you can tune into that sensation without immediately reacting to it. Become curious about the sensation by gently asking yourself questions like, I wonder how the sensation's intensity increases or decreases as I observe and breathe. Or, can I feel this sensation with a sense of care and affection rather than reacting to it? Or simply label it as itch or pain in your mind. If the discomfort increases and you feel you need to move, that's totally fine. You don't need to torture yourself in meditation. Simply be aware of how sensations in your body shift and change as you move from one posture to another. For example, if your back hurts, you may notice that pain. Then gently stretch, feeling the muscles contract and relax, and again noticing the feelings in your back as you come back to sitting. The idea is to carry out the whole process consciously and mindfully rather than automatically and reactively. As long as you're bringing some awareness to your moment-to-moment experience, you're doing it correctly. The next stage is to open up your attention even further. This time, turn your attention to sounds. Begin by noticing the sounds in the room you're sitting in, and then open up to the sounds in the building as a whole. And finally, include the sounds outside too. Normally, when you listen to sounds, you attach a meaning to them, classifying them, and judge them with a like, dislike, or neutral attitude. This meditation is an opportunity to open your attention to all sounds and let go of your judgment or labeling. If your mind still labels the sound and judges it, that's absolutely fine. Just notice that as a process of your mind, from your perspective of awareness. For example, if you hear the sound of traffic and think, "That's traffic, I hate that noise," you can notice that as just a thought and actually listen to the sound of the traffic as it is. Instead of feeling you need to reach out and grasp the sound, just allow the sounds to come to you. Be like a microphone picking up sounds, no matter what they are, from all directions. This is really opening up your attention. See if you can practice effortless listening. Now, when you're ready, turning your attention to the thoughts in your head. You can either hear the thoughts in your head, or perhaps see images if you're more of a visual person. Step back from the thoughts. Take the viewpoint of an observer, watching thinking happening, rather than doing the thinking. As if you don't actually do the thinking yourself, but watch your brain thinking by itself. You may find it helpful to imagine clouds passing through the sky. Think of the open space as your awareness, and the clouds as your thoughts. You can place your thoughts on those clouds and watch them come and go. If you find you're not having any thoughts, that's okay. Notice the silence. You don't need to force yourself to have thoughts. If you're finding you're having lots of thoughts, that's okay too. Again, take the stance of an impartial observer. Mindfulness of thoughts is not an easy process for most people. Just practice as best you can and see what happens. Next, when you're ready, turn your attention to how you're feeling emotionally right now. If you know what the emotion is, gently label the emotion. For example, if you're feeling fearful, say fearful in your mind. Bring a mindful attitude to your emotion. This means there's no need to judge your emotion as bad or criticize yourself for having the emotion. Instead, welcome the feeling in, if you can, and notice as much as you can about the emotion. Notice where in your body you feel the emotion. If you find it in your body, be aware of the size and shape of the sensation. Notice your attitude towards the emotion. For example, I like it, or I wish it would go away. Make an inner space for the emotion rather than blocking the feeling. Watch the emotion from the safe distance and security of your awareness. Awareness both heals emotions and helps you form a distance from the emotion as an observer, so you don't get quite so swept up in the rises and falls of an emotional roller coaster. Feel the emotion together with your breathing to help soothe the sensation and anchor you in the now. Now, when you're ready to move on, practice an open attention, sometimes called choiceless awareness. In this process, you can open your attention and be aware of whatever is predominant in your awareness. This can be anything from each of your senses to your breathing, your thoughts, or your emotions. If you find your mind gets caught up in a train of thought, bring your attention back to your breathing for a few breaths. Then, try stepping back to your open awareness again. Just practice as best you can. Now, when you're ready, bring your meditation gently to a close by taking a few deep, slow breaths and gradually opening your eyes and stretching your body, bringing a mindful awareness to whatever you need to do next.